It is in Luke 19. I'll begin reading with the 37th verse. It says, "And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." From this passage of scripture, we'll use as authority in your hearing, the King is coming. The King is coming. And we can say Jesus is coming soon, so you better cry out. You better cry out. On this past Monday, many of us were preparing to relax, sit down, and watch a little Monday night football. A game was going to take place between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills. There were more than 65,000 people, fans, in the stadium to watch this particular contest with the potential a first place in the conference at stake. There also were over 23.9 million viewers, myself being one of them, turned in to ESPN. This was the largest audience in history of Monday Night Football on ESPN to watch this highly anticipated matchup. However, during the first quarter, after making what appeared to be a normal routine tackle, the Bills' Damar Hamlin got up quickly and immediately fell back to the ground, collapsing on the field, suffering a cardiac arrest. The game was initially paused, then postponed, as the emergency response team came on the field and worked on the young man, performing CPR for over 9 minutes to restore a heartbeat. We would end up finding out later that they had to resuscitate Damar twice because he lost breathing on two times during this ordeal. While of all of this activity was happening on the football field, we witnessed his teammates and the coaches, the opposing team, and everyone crying. The opposing team coming over trying to comfort their opponents. As the ambulance was leaving the field to transport the young man to the hospital there in Cincinnati, we witnessed the team bow together on one knee, praying to God. And the commentators also calling the game reference to prayer, that everyone needed to pray. How far away is it that on a Monday night football game you hear the commentators talking about prayer? How often have you heard the coaches talking about prayer? Have you heard the team talking about prayer? But on this particular night, everybody is praying. The place is quiet. They ended up postponing and canceling the game. As the days continued, ESPN and other networks continued to request prayer for this young man who was on a respirator fighting for his life. By Wednesday, the reports came that he was showing some positive signs. Thursday, he was responsive. By Friday, they were removing the breathing tube, and he was able to talk. On ESPN, I thought I never would hear this on ESPN, but on ESPN, all of the commentators, all of the ones that were online began to say, "Ooh, there's power in prayer." I begin to see the commentators and the coaches and the former players that were now there talking on the TV, and one of them says, "Ooh, don't you know that God is good?" Hell, everybody said, "All the time and all the time." I said, "Is this happening on ESPN? Hallelujah. Is this happening on ESPN? Talking about God. Talking about how good God is. Talking about the prayer of God." I saw men crying. And they said, "You know God's so good." I began to see him, one of the old coaches, former coach of the Jets, talking about prayer and God working and how he was just crying about it. Saints, what we witnessed this week was in fact the rocks or stones crying out. Folk that had never said nothing too much about Jesus. People that had not ever said nothing too much about God, but now something happened. And these rocks, these stones begin to cry out and give God the praise. In our text, the mention of rocks or stones crying out is found in the context of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. A week prior to them crucifying him, Jesus rode on the back of a barred donkey's colt. A multitude of people praised him as the king who comes in the name of the Lord. When the Pharisees in the crowd heard the people's worship, they directed at Jesus. They began to realize here, and they told him, "Master," in other words, "teacher, rebuke your disciples." In other words, stop them from crying out you, because they felt that this was in fact blasphemy. Really, they were jealous of Jesus. And here, because they didn't know who he was and what he was capable of, they didn't know that he was God manifest in the flesh. And he had wrapped himself, as Brother Miguel had stated it so eloquently in Sunday school this morning. We couldn't look upon God and live, so he had to wrap himself and cover himself so that we could see him, so that we could handle him, so that we could accept him as the manifested God in flesh and view him. Jesus replied, expressing that the stones would cry out if they would be silent, was literally the impossible in your eyes would take place rather than denying the King of Kings the honor that he is due. Unfortunately, on this week, it took a tragedy to bring people together to pray and to acknowledge God. It took something happened to this particular young man on national TV, where everybody was watching in order to give God the due that he was deserving. We live in a world where God is the furthest thing from anybody's mind. You can see with the crowd that we have in here, other folk got other things on their mind. They got some football on their mind. They got shopping on their mind. They got everything on their mind but how good God is. But when you begin to look that a life could have been taken, but God is good. A life could have been gone, but God is gracious. Things could have happened negatively, but God was trying to show the world, and especially the United States, that I'm still on the throne. And there's nothing too hard for God. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, hallelujah, turn from their wicked way, then would I hear from heaven and heal the land. Somebody needs healing. The land still needs healing. The Bible tells us in Colossians 1:16, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible." Colossians goes on to say all things were created by him and for him. And in our text, shortly after the triumphal entry, the people would keep quiet. They were crying out, "Hosanna," on that day that he came in. But by the end of the week, they were silent and saying, "Crucify, crucify." Notice how quickly things turn for Jesus in this particular passage. And notice that even though everybody's excited about the young man's progress and giving God praise now, things are going to turn during a minute of time. These folks and commentators that gave God the praise on this week, a week or two from now when the playoffs are going on, they're going to be silent. Where is, thank God, God is good all the time. We won't hear it anymore. It'll be back to how many touchdowns and how many interceptions they threw. How many sacks did they make and other things that were going on. But every beginning of conversation all this week has been about prayer and God. God has been getting some glory and praise. I don't know what is getting ready to happen, but here we begin to see what is taking place and let you know that God is coming soon. The same way that he triumphantly came into Jerusalem in our text, he's going to triumphantly come into this world. And we better be prepared and begin to understand the conditions that are going on. We need to get close to the Lord and get serious into our service for the Lord and what he is doing and what is taking place in the world. Minister McKissick didn't know really what she was reading when she began to talk about revelations and read the scripture. But God, see, was working behind the scenes. He gave her the scripture to understand that he's coming quickly. You got to understand that the God that we serve and glorify is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He's coming back for those that will cry out and praise and magnify him. But you got to understand that we are going through tests and tribulations. We're going through problems. We're going through issues. We began to understand last week that there were some folk that were hurting in the house. Whether you're hurting because of physical impairment or whether you're hurting because there are some things that are happening to you mentally. The devil is trying to depress and he's trying to exhaust the people of God. Those that will praise him, he's trying to take the praise out of your mouth. But I want to encourage you today that you've got to cry out even the louder. And that you've got to magnify the name of the Lord even more so now than ever before. Child of the living God, we got to keep praising God. And we've got to realize that we are in a warfare. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strong hope. You might think that the devil has got some things and he's on your back, but you've got power of God to be able to battle and combat the things of the enemy. Hallelujah. The book of Revelations, although begins to tell you about a battle that was taking place in hell. You got to realize that there's things that are going on in the spiritual realm all the time. As we begin to talk about in Sunday school, we have an advocate. We have the Lord that is on our side. But you got a devil that is against you. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know in the book of Job that as the sons of God were coming before the Lord, as the angels were presenting themselves, that Satan showed up also. And as he began to come to the Lord, the Lord said, what have you been? He said, for up and down, walking through the earth. Don't you know that the enemy is walking around your house? He's walking around your street. He's up and down the road, and he's going around this, that, and the other, seeking whom he may devour. He began to say, the Lord asked, have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him? And here Satan says, he's the accuser of the brother. He begins to say, he don't serve you for nothing. He's not giving you praise for nothing, but you put a hedge about him. But I dare you to let me touch his stuff. See, here, God keeps the enemy at bay from a lot of us. You don't realize that God is protecting you from dangers seen as well as those unseen.
But if you realize what was really taking place in the spiritual realm, you would be shaken. But here, I want you to realize that God has protected you. And as Brother Jeff said, he's got your back. Here he is. He says, if you just let me take your stuff, because you got a hedge about him, if you just let the hedge down, then I can get him to curse you. The Lord says, all right, I'll put some things into your head, but you can't touch his life. There's only so much that God will allow the enemy to do. You got to realize that God has tested your test, just like a mother takes a baby bottle. And she begins to shake a little of it on her arm when she's warming up on the stove to realize that if it's too hot, hallelujah, that she needs to wait a little while before she gives it to the baby. So God has tested what he's going to allow the enemy to try to do for you to make sure it's not too hot that it won't take you out. Here we know the story and how all the tragedy came, all the things that he had, all of his children, everything is gone. Hallelujah. But what did Job do? He did not curse God as the enemy said that he would do. But he began to say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many in the house can realize that when the enemy comes against you like a flood, hallelujah, that the Lord will pull up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, to protect you. There's a board there. There's something to prevent the enemy from getting any further. And while he is coming against you, if we can just sum up a little praise in our mouth, if we can just say, Lord, I thank you anyhow. Everything may not be going right now, but I thank you because it could be worse. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, for keeping me. I thank you, Lord, for having a mind to serve thee. And I thank you for being able to stand. Hallelujah. As we begin to go in our text, and I'm going to close the book, and we get ready to go home. The Bible begins to let us know, hallelujah, in Revelation chapter 12, that there was war in the heavens. Hallelujah. And as he began to describe the war, I'm going to read a little bit of the seventh verse of that 12th chapter of Revelation. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels. A said, and prevailed not. Don't you know the devil is not going to prevail? Hallelujah. Upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. But the ninth said, and the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent. In Genesis, he was the serpent that came to deceive Eve. In Revelations, he's the dragon. He also said he's called the devil and Satan. He's got many names, but he is the Lord's unequal match. Hallelujah. He is not a match for the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. And so he was cast out. But I begin to see that there's salvation that is coming. I begin to see there's victory coming. And hallelujah, was recorded in this Revelation, the 12th chapter. How did they overcome? Saints of God, it's time to overcome. And he said they overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I don't know about you, but what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain I know, but nothing but the blood of Jesus. It was the Lamb's blood that was shed for me. That's why I went down in water in Jesus' name, to allow that blood to be applied to me and to my sins, that cleansed me from all iniquity. But it didn't end there. He said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. In other words, you're going to go through some tests, and you're going to go through some challenges. You're going to go through some ups, and you're going to be in some valleys. But I want you to realize that no matter what comes or go, that you ought to have a word in your mouth, even praise to our God. You ought to be able to tell the world, I made it over, and I got through Jesus Christ, the Lord who was on my side. I delivered me. The Lord in who I depend upon brought me up. He got me up out of a horrible pit and established my going. I'm not worried about the things that comes or go in this life, but I realize that the God that I serve and the God that I magnify, the God that I pray to, and the God that I lift up holy hands to, He will come and rescue me. He will come and deliver me. He will come and bring me out. And He will bring me out without a doubt. Because that's why I praise Him. That's why I love Him. That's why I exalt Him. That's why I lift Him up. Hallelujah. I'm not doing it for nothing. But I do it because He is God. And He is worthy of my praise. And it's because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. You got to tell somebody. See, if He's been good to you, you got to talk it up. You got to be able to talk it up. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for you. If you can't tell it, let me tell it. What the Lord has done for me. Somebody ought to be able to tell what God has done. Somebody ought to be able to share how God delivered you. Somebody! Anybody! Oh, they used to sing a song. Is there anybody here that loves my Jesus? Anybody here that loves the Lord? I want to know! If you love, I want to know! Is there some, hey, how did it go? See, is there somebody in the house that loves Him? Is there somebody that loves Jesus? Is there somebody that knows about the law? Is there somebody that He's healed your body? Is there somebody that He's rescued? Is there somebody that He's paid a bill for you? I want to know. If you love the Lord. Saints, He's coming soon. And His reward is with Him. Saints, He's coming soon. And the only way we're going to make it is by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You better open your mouth. You better start singing like a mockingbird. Tell somebody. My cousin Bonita can't sing no more. She's asleep. But so long as I got breath in my body, I gotta sing it. So long as I got breath in my body, I gotta tell it. How good God has been to me. And He's been to you. Hallelujah. And because of that, you will come out victorious. It's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. We're going to practice. See, so many people are scared to tell somebody. But get you a partner right now. Somebody get you a partner. So you got to tell somebody. Somebody need to tell somebody. Now, whoever's hand you holding, begin to tell you, oh, hallelujah. Begin to tell them how good God is. In your own word. Somebody, you ought to tell it till you feel it. You ought to tell it to something that begin to happen. While you're touching, agreeing how God is good. How God has blessed you. How God delivered you from migraines. How God blessed you from accidents and injury. Something ought to begin to happen. Because the word of your testimony, our words have life. Our words have power. Our words have influence. Hallelujah. And as you begin to express how good God is, hallelujah, something begins to happen. Hallelujah. Something begins to happen. God begins to work because He dwells in the midst of the praises of His people. Hallelujah. You might have come in here feeling bad, but as you begin to tell God how good He is, something ought to happen in you and you begin to feel better, that you'll begin to get deliverance, that you'll begin to get joy. You got to do it with a power that's in you. Don't half-hazard tell them, oh, God is good, but tell them like you really mean it. You ought to really mean how good, how good God is. This is just practice. This is just practice. But when you leave this place, you need to call somebody up and say, you don't know like I know what God has done for me. I just got to tell it. I can't keep it to myself. By the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb, you'll overcome. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah for your word. We thank you for your spirit in the house today. We thank you because you keep on making a way over and over again. The songwriter said, you're always bringing me out. Hallelujah. Over and over again. Lord, you've done so much unto you. I will never cease to pray. Glory to your name. You keep on making a way. Now keep on making a way for your people. Lord, those that are here standing, those that are here in the house, each and every household. Lord Jesus, even those that are not here, touch, Lord, where they're hurt, they're injured. Lord, Brother Marcus Farmer, touch his body. Brother Michael and Deborah, you know they would be here, but Lord, touch and heal their bodies, oh God. Ray Compton, Lord, mend that hip. Hallelujah. Touch and strengthen. Hallelujah, Sister Brenda. Hallelujah. Darling, Lord. Brother Jimmy, strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Janice Palmer, strengthen. Touch, Lord, Minister Gardner. Hallelujah. Oh, people, hallelujah. Bless, Lord. Continue to touch and strengthen, Lord. Brother David here, Brother Ron Ellis, hallelujah. Minister William and Sister Lisa Savage, Brother Deacon, hallelujah. Jeff and Michelle Thomas, Lord Sarah, Lord, your people, Lord, hallelujah. Delanda, Lord, strengthen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hiya, hallelujah. Oh, Audrey, Regina, Bobby, Destiny, hallelujah. Taiwan, Herbie and Yvonne, Spencer, hallelujah, and Shantae, Oka, hallelujah, Brother Jose, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Deaconess, hallelujah, McLean, hallelujah, hallelujah, and Anthony, Oka. Lord, remember James McLean, Lord, that was in the hospital on this week, shrimping in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, we call upon you, hallelujah, bless, Lord. Brother Rosa, Brother Dennis, Sister Rosa Merriwell, the Lord. Sister Marie DeMumbrum, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah, Sister Nellie Harrison. Her sons, Marcus, William, hallelujah, and Miguel, Lord, and their families, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, hallelujah. Manifest yourself in their lives. Heal, strengthen, and deliver. Mark Heath and little Mark Heath and April. Hallelujah. Bring closer to thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call upon you. We call upon you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, yes. Oh, Minister Margie, Marcus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Samari and Samaria. Hallelujah. All of your people. Dalia, Deshaun, Reese, Jamal, and Deshante. Drinkus. Hallelujah. Zach. Hallelujah. Kimboard. Hallelujah. Your people. Sister Rosie Dickinson, Allen and Dominique, hallelujah. Ron Ellis, Shamika, their children, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we present it before thee. We bring it before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Will you? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, will. Trelaina, Liam, Adacia, why? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Your people called by your name. Hallelujah. Pam and Lord. Frida, her family, Lord, and household. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your saints, Lord. Your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Your people. Tierra, hallelujah. Sharon, hallelujah. Trina, hallelujah. Jeff, Brother Mitchell, hallelujah. Your people need your Lisa. Douglas Smith, hallelujah. Bless old God. Touch, Lord, even a family and a household in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, don't let a one leave in the state that they came. But Lord, strengthen. Strengthen, Lord. Encourage. Touch. Provide. Bless spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. Meet every need. Meet every need, oh God. Meet every need, oh God. Even give them the desires of their heart as they delight themselves in you. And we'll praise you. We magnify you. And right now we come against that adversary. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. 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 One more time. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. Brother Ed Bailey, strengthen right now, oh God. Brother Carl Singletary, strengthen. Brother Eddie Darden, strengthen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What I say unto what? I say unto all. Watch. God bless you. God keep you. Greet one another in love in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He's coming soon. He's coming soon.